Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die departement van minerale, hulpbronne en energie wil binnenkort mynboulisensies aan klein myngroepe of sogenaamde ambagsmyners uitreik. Nou dit is lisensies vir mynbou op 'n baie klein skaal en die regering hoop dit kan onwettige mynbou verminder. Nou onwettige mynbou is 'n baie groot probleem in Suid-Afrika. Dit is kriminele bedrywighede in meestal ou en gesluite mynskagte. En dit is ook besig om op 'n sosiale vlak sekere gemeenskappe uitmekaar te ruk. Grant Mitchell is van die Minerale Raad van Suid-Afrika. Grant, thank you so much for your time tonight. Can you just give us a bit of context regarding this potential new licensing regime the department is looking at?
A bit of background, you know, the licensing system in South Africa is being revamped, the whole system. You know, we've had the SAMRAD system, which was very dysfunctional and long lead times and granting of licenses. And fortunately, the DMRE has appointed service providers to set up a modern cadastre system, which is an online application system. And that will streamline applications for mining rights, prospecting rights, and permits considerably. It's a huge step forward. We welcome it at the Minerals Council, and we believe that the service providers are very competent. There's a combination of Canadian and South Africans. But within that context, you know, if you look at the mining industry, you know, you've always got large mining houses, you've got junior mining companies, but you've also got this small scale sector. And there's three parts to it, really. There's what we call small scale miners who are legalized, legitimate mining operations, you know, using quite rudimentary technology or sometimes more advanced technology, employing a few people and turning over a business. We also have artisanal miners, and our definition of artisanal mining and the DMRE's definition is the same. These are small operators, but they're working illegally. They're working without permits. And the whole intention of this permitting system is to try and bring these artisanal miners into the mainstream and convert them into small-scale miners. On the side of this, as an aside, but also a very important aside, we have the Zama-Zamas. And Zama-Zamas must not be confused with artisanal miners. Artisanal miners are generally community-driven people. They are from the community. They want to make an honest living, but they just need to formalize. Zama-Zamas are criminal syndicates. You know, they engage in mine invasions, et cetera, et cetera. And policy of the DMRE and the policy of the Minerals Council is to get them out the system, not recognize them at all. So that's just a clarification on who we're talking about. The proposal is what came out 2 years ago was the artisanal and small-scale mining policy framework for implementation. That is a policy aimed at trying to formalize this ASM sector. And the proposal from the DMRE is that they will have a separate directorate in each of the regions. We don't know what the structure is going to look like next because it hasn't been legislated, but the proposal is that there will be a separate directorate and there will be a much simpler licensing regime for these small companies. So in a nutshell, that's a bit of the background.
But the media report suggests that this could reduce illegal mining. And when you think of illegal mining, you immediately think of Zama-Zamas and mining of old and abandoned and closed up mine shafts, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
As I said, the Zama-Zamas are a different category. You know, they go into abandoned mine shafts, they go into existing mines, which is even more problematic. The ASM sector, that is not their mandate at all. They don't do that. They want to mine on land, which is, in some cases, the mining right would be held by a big company, which are not exploiting that area. Or else it could be public land, you know, owned by the state. And they typically are surface miners. They don't go underground. We're not talking about underground mining at all. These are small surface operations. So immediately we must make that distinction. The Zama-Zamas are something completely different.
How many of these artisanal miners are there?
You know, it's very difficult to estimate, but it's a very, very big sector. There's been research done worldwide. You know, there's millions and millions of people around the world who earn their living through artisanal miners. So we don't have exact numbers because, you know, in order to extract exact numbers, you would need statistics, you need to do research. We don't know, but it's very widespread, particularly in the Northern Cape, you know, around the sort of diamond fields and those sort of areas. So it is very widespread. And obviously, you know, the intention of the government is to bring them into the mainstream, first of all, so that these small operations mine in a safe way and an environmentally friendly way. But also, you know, they become legitimate businesses, they pay taxes, et cetera, et cetera. But it is extremely widespread.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's almost like formalizing the taxi industry. You know, I think many businesses, if you don't pay tax, why would a more formalized environment, you know, it will cost you money. And it's going to be an interesting development. But how long has this been on the table and do you think it will happen?
Look, we've had various in the past. There's been various attempts to do this. This is not a new thing. You know, it goes back 20 years, 25 years. They set up a small-scale mining directorate in the DMRE, and there were regional offices, and there was an attempt to have officials appointed specifically to deal with the artisanal miners. So this is a more formalized way of doing it. And it also follows on from other models. The DMRE did research in Africa. I mean, Kenya, Zambia, Ghana, Namibia are examples where they have this type of a system with variations. But there's two things in the challenge. Number one, the MPRDA is currently under review. And, you know, obviously this is going to be part of the review process. Now, the question is this artisanal mining framework going to fall under the current MPRDA, or is it going to be a separate piece of legislation catering purely for the artisanal sector? In terms of implementation, I mean, there's obviously a big step between setting up a policy, number one, number two, bringing in legislation, and number three, implementing. And often between those three steps, you can slip. And I think the question that one must pose is, does the DMRE have the capacity to put people into regional offices to just manage this? Because it would require dedicated resources, it requires money, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the implementation part is where, as they say in the literature, the rubber hits the road.
Grant, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Grant Mitchell, hy's van die Minerale Raad van Suid-Afrika.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.